happen.
Right. Well, Tom, just behind us, unfortunately for you, we can hear the final qualifying session going on. After that sensational pace you had this morning, what happened?
Yeah, I know. When I was P1 and FP2, it was by 2/10, yeah. Which around Brands Hatch 1 mile lap is like 6/10 around 3 mile Snitston. So that's a big old chunk faster. So I was very confident, and the rotation was perfect on the car. I was so happy with it. I even hugged my engineer, Barry. It was that good. You'd think the circuit would have got hotter now, but I couldn't switch on my tyres for love nor money. I had the tyres just took lap after lap, wasn't coming in. By the time I think the tyre was ready, I'd done way too many miles on it. I lost the best out of it, and I did a tenth slower than I did this morning. But that tenth of a second is different between first and tenth, and I'm tenth. And they said to me at the time in Q1, they said, oh, you're 900ths off and that's P5, which when you put them both together is P10. And yeah, I was P10 in Q2 once we did that. So it's annoying because I genuinely feel the pace of the car is better than what I've just had, but it didn't turn on at all. So I'm really gutted.
But that bit of bad luck aside, you know you've got the pace in the car and you can race with that. You'll have the race pace. Yeah.
I've got a race car now, which is really good. And, you know, I think if it's taking me a long time to turn the tyres on, that's a good thing when there's 24 laps in a race. Yeah. So maybe let's start on the soft tyre and have some fun.